Welcome back to Patriots Preview. Mark Bertrand alongside Scott Zolak.
We are
field level at Gillette Stadium, and we are approaching kickoff here tonight. And the scene is a good one here on the sideline.
A little bit of juice.
There is. And you know who I think is feeling it maybe more than anybody is Tom Brady, who is out here earlier than usual, running out with Brian Hoyer. And as he was departing, he was jacked up while he was out on the field. But as he departed, he went down a row of fans behind the Patriots bench, that is, fist bumping a bunch of people back there.
Got his guy back tonight.
Yeah, he's
got his guy back, number 11.
He's feeling good.
Yeah, so, I mean, you get Jules out there. Watch Rob warm up. I didn't see any issues with the ankle, speaking of Gronkowski. And based on how the arm's taped up and the legs are taped up, looks like he's a go. Hollister's back tonight. You got James White. You got Sony Michel. Josh Gordon looks like he's trying to get a little bit more loose tonight. I wouldn't be shocked if they feed Josh Gordon the ball a little bit more tonight.
Okay,
talking about slants, quick screens. Let's just see if he can run over people.
We'll be looking for that. By the way, Julian Edelman was out here catching punts as he was getting ready for the game.
He's got to calm down. Okay, he's got to get it and check. He's like, he's all amped up like a spider monkey on Mountain Dew. But I don't blame him. You know, you sit away from this facility and work out at the Celtics, as we heard Danny Ainge on 98.5 The Sports Up with Touch and Rich this morning. Say it's great to have Julian in the building. His work ethic was great to show to our players. And that's where he trained. That's where he got better. And who wouldn't go to that facility? My God.
Brand gorgeous. New. Cost a lot of
smells
money.
Nice.
Really nice. New. Yeah. Sanitary.
Yeah. It's good to see Andre Tippett. He looks clean. Another new suit.
Always well dressed.
Checks.
Yeah, always well dressed. Guy Fieri is here.
Guy Fieri, you did that nice little read coming back. He'd take all that pregame tailgate stuff.
We could cook
up one hell of a tailgate.
We could use a recipe or two from him.
Winner chicken dinner.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's here. Willie McGinnis, who we talked to earlier today,
looks
on
great.
Zolak and Bertrand. He is here. He is working for NFL Network. His football life premieres tomorrow. We were talking to him about that. He's very excited about it. He also was standing on the sideline and had a handshake and high five with a number of players as they were going to the locker room. So
Willie looks good. He looks like he can still play. Really,
he is absolutely into it.
And Willie McGinnis of Football Life airs tomorrow night, 8 o'clock.
Sure does.
So,
but there does. There feels like a little bit of juice for this game. Stadium is buzzing, even though it's been
for Thursday night game.
Four days since the last game that was here.
It's color rush night. It's first time Brady. Brady goes. I look on the socks. What do you think of the socks?
They look terrible.
They look terrible. Look like a big blue ball of dye got under uniforms and just blew them all. So he's ready to go.
I talked to the uniform inspector and I asked him if there would be a violation for those socks. And he said they're up to code.
Up to code.
That doesn't mean they're good looking, but they are up to code.
Right. And the new aircraft speakers have been debuted.
The Flyknits.
Yep.
The RKK Flyknits, right? Everybody's wearing them.
Even coaches are
wearing them.
Yep. Bill Belichick.
Wouldn't you wear them? They put a free pair of Nikes in your locker. You're going to wear them.
Coach is all excited, too. He went over, hugged his daughter. Amanda's here with a new baby, new roster addition. I'll tell you what, Bill looks like a different guy. Just taking, normally he just puts the head down, goes straight in. He's high-fiving people, hugging them over there.
Right now?
Yeah. No, he's in already.
Oh, I'm like, what?
But no, when the team went in,
Chris Gasper is off mic right now. Just turned around and thought, right now?
No, he normally blends with the team and walks straight in with the head down.
Yeah.
He stopped and chatted with people over there, so it's good.
Talked to some folks on his way back in. But I think we're expecting the full offensive output tonight based on what you've seen in warm-ups. So
yeah.
People look healthy.
I just think they're going to take it, drive by drive and see how Jules feels and take it from there. If he's good, give him the full allotment of his plays and be careful. And the fact Cyrus Jones is inactive tonight tells me Edelman's probably going to return punts too.
Yeah, we saw that. He was in warm-ups
doing
that.
Very deliberate, cutting on the knee, spinning, doing all the quick twitch stuff to make sure that joint is sound.
So what did you see from Andrew Luck while he was out here warming up?
Big and stiff. He was billed as this really young, athletic, franchise-type quarterback, which he was coming out of Stanford, and which he was with the Colts. The ball comes out shoulder level, if that makes any sense. It's almost like a shot put type effect to where you're deliberately holding the ball shoulder height instead of his windup, and he would throw darts, man. Hey, there were playoff games out here. T.Y. Hilton doing those deep posts over top of cover two safeties, and he's threading it in there 45 yards downfield. A lot of balloon balls.
Well,
Chad Pennington-like.
There may not be the threat of him threading it in there, and there is certainly no threat of T.Y. Hilton, who is inactive for the Colts tonight. So thanks for the time.
Looking
forward
to
your call with Bob Soucy coming up just minutes from now.